And I want to take a moment to think about that for a second, because I think we can see in retrospect, knowing what we now know, how the plot thickened behind scenes. Recall from our December 4th, 2016 and January 1st, 2017 shows that Nicola first confided this intention, the wireless transmission of power itself, to George Westinghouse when he appealed to him for $6,000. Quote, "You will know, of course, that I contemplate the establishment of such a communication," the official reason he was asking for money, "merely as the first step to further and more important work, namely that of transmitting power." And after which the industrialist, as you can imagine, that definitely got him interested. The industrialist invited Tesla to ride with him on the train from New York to Pittsburgh in his private palace car to talk over the whole matter. Nikola was candid, and Westinghouse, with Nikola's brain relieved of as much as Westinghouse's hands could hold, promptly turned him down. Westinghouse did. Nikola, frustration upped, is then handed over to Mr. Moneybags, with whom he is too late, more circumspect, who plays the part of someone generous beyond what common sense would allow. A flurry of activity ensues, we learn, in our February 5th, 2017 show. Quote, "The inventor's hectic schedule often gave the impression that he was three or four individuals. His New York laboratory had become a meeting place for scientists from all over the world. The nights were filled with social activities, arduous experimental work, the writing of patent applications, professional journal articles, and letters to editors," unquote. I think we can see the hidden objective of all Morgan's malicious foot dragging and sadistic playing with Nicola's peace of mind. Continuing with Margaret Cheney, quote, "On July 3rd, Nicola wrote, quote, if I would have told you such as this before, that it is possible to transmit power wirelessly, you would have fired me out of your office. Will you help me, or let my great work, almost complete, go to pot?" Unquote. The answer came 11 days later, addressed to N. Tesla, Esquire. Quote, "I have received your letter," wrote Morgan, "and in reply would say that I should not feel disposed at present to make any further advances," unquote, i.e. they got what they wanted out of Nikola. Tesla replied that night in Jovian style, by going to the tower and setting off such a fireworks display as no one has seen before. His tests went on through the night and for several thereafter. Residents watched in awe as blinding streaks shot off from the spherical dome, at times lighting up the sky within a radius of hundreds of miles. "Take that, Pierpont Morgan," they seemed to say. When reporters rushed to the scene, they were turned away. The New York Sun reported, quote, "Tesla's flashes startling, but he won't tell what he is trying for at Warden Cliff. Natives hereabout are intensely interested in the nightly electrical display shown from the tall tower where Nikola Tesla is conducting his experiments in wireless telegraphy and telephony. All sorts of lightning were flashed from the tall tower and poles last night," which was July 15th. "For a time, the air was filled with blinding streaks of electricity, which seemed to shoot off into the darkness on some mysterious errand. When interviewed, Tesla said, the people about there had they been awake instead of asleep, at other times would have seen even stranger things. Someday, but not at this time. I shall make an announcement of something that I never once dreamed of." Unquote. From Nicola. Nicola, as opposed to all the people the power guy surrounded him with, is honest to a fault. He and the coterie of other scientists the power guys placed around him knew exactly what he had. Next week, we'll continue our reading of Chapter 16, Ridiculed, Condemned, Combated, in Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time.